Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to a daily episode of Zero Ducks Given. Well, it turns out that rock bottom has a basement, Daniel, because this tour, which is sort of, well, it's been a bizarre one. England have threatened to be quite good and proven to be quite bad at times. India have threatened to be quite good and have proven to be very good. There's a lot of similarities, actually. Despite all the progress that we've made under Buzzball, it feels quite a lot like the last series in India. It's going to be 4-1. England won the first test, and they've had moments in every test match after that first test where you thought a good half an hour, a good 45 minutes here, and things could swing in their favour. Every single time a test match has been in the balance since the first test, India have had the good moments after that. They've had the next half an hour. They've had the next session. They've taken the important wicket. They've scored the important runs. And it's as much India playing very good cricket when the chips are down as England playing some very bad cricket when the chips are down. And the one thing that this Buzzball side needs to learn to do, and it can learn from India, who are the best team in the world at it, is when you have your opponent on the ropes in a test match, you can't let them off the ropes. And India have wriggled away from the ropes a few times, and India and England, every time they've been on the ropes, have been punched repeatedly in the face, to take this boxing analogy a little bit further. We should point out we've recorded at 11:06. There is still technically 25 minutes to go. At the time of recording, England are 218 all out and India are 111-1. Jaiswal was stumped off the bowling of Bashir for 57. And he's the fastest Indian ever to 1,000 test runs. 9 test matches it took him. He's quite bloody good. Daniel Norcross, what have you made of it? It's another disappointing day from an England perspective.
Just please make it stop now. I'm done. Your analysis is very correct. I would add to that that when England have had good periods, with the bat they've lasted for an hour and a half, 2 hours, not for 4 or 5 hours, really, for the most part. And with the ball, they've never had a half hour like India had today. And that's the difference. India, a couple of times, managed to get those collapses happening. And he could sort of do that when your spinners are really good. And Kuldeep Yadav today was really good. There were some shots that will defy belief. Ollie Pope getting out to the last ball before lunch by charging down the wicket to a mystery spinner. Never a sensible thing to do if you don't know which way the ball's turning. You're in a bit of trouble there, and he was, as he was done by the googly, the one that went away from him, basically, because Kuldeep predominantly turns the ball back into the right-hander. But that looked ugly. And then when 3 down and Root and Bairstow going nicely, Bairstow, we thought, was going to do it again like he did in the last test match, prove his detractor, Stephen Finn, wrong. Although, as we established, Stephen Finn's too pussy to do that. But It looked like he was going again, didn't it? And in his 100th test, hit a couple of sixes, so loads of sixes today. And then wicket after wicket, bang, bang. The wicket of Root looked like a good bit of bowling from Jadeja, but it also looked like a straight ball that Root missed, which is a little bit concerning. There were a couple of deliveries from Kuldeep that were just sumptuous today, turned miles. There was one to bowl Crawley, was an absolute beauty. From over the wicket, wide of the off stump, going outside his right eye, goes after it, and then it turns back and hits leg stump. There's an extravagant turn on a pitch that's not really, you know, really biting and turning. There's something in it for spinners, as you expect in India, but just the amount of revs he's getting on the ball, the amount of turn. Saw someone saying he sort of reminds him of Stuart McGill. I mean, he's only played like 11 tests, and McGill, of course, was in the shadow of Shane Warne, and Kuldeep sort of in the shadow of Ashwin and Jadeja. Had a brief chance in England, didn't he? But didn't work for him on English pitches. In India, he's a massive handful. It's sort of a bit sad, really, because England got themselves again into quite a nice position. And they weren't able to get that first inning score that would have made the difference. There were some very funny moments. I thought Folkes' dismissal sweeping when the ball went so slowly back onto the stumps, and you could see it. You could shout at the TV, "Kick it away! Kick it away!" And the balls went boing, boing, blink. That must have felt like about a year in Ben Folkes' life, and there was nothing he could do. He couldn't get around to it. It's just like a terrible fever dream. Another nice statistical aspect of today was the caption that showed England's batting averages, and they go from high to low in perfect order, from 1 to 11. What's the chances of that happening? Very rare, especially in England, for England teams, because the openers normally average about 24, and you've got this outlier of Root in the middle on about 50. But no, there was that. There's been some fun cricket, but I don't know. I'm sure they're massively up for it and all those things. But it has a sort of end-of-term feel. It has a kind of, please let this stop. But in the midst of that, we've got to revel in some champion performers. And Kuldeep is one today, and Jaiswal is another. And Zach Crawley, who, you know, people are going to go, oh, he's not turned any of these into hundreds. He's an opening batter. I know their opening batter's done it, but many of the times it doesn't. We would have taken a man averaging 45 opening the batting for England for many, many years. So fair play to him. He got undone by an absolute beauty. But it's hard. It's hard and painful. And I want the winter to be over now. And I want county cricket to start. And I want to see Ben Folkes shivering in the gloves at the Kennington Oval as Surrey go for a three-peat. And I want to consign this tour to, at times, a happy, happy memories. But it's done now. This is where a five-test series can sometimes feel like a cruel and unusual punishment when the series is done. And it felt like, didn't it, this week, we're going, oh, one more bit of winter test cricket. That'd be fun to get up for. But the reality is, actually, it's going to be another one-sided contest. And India will deservedly win.
Well, I did have to explain to my long-suffering wife, Pippa, although actually in the grand scheme of things, she hasn't suffered for that long compared to, say, for example, your wife.
Yeah, she really has suffered, yeah.
But explaining to people why they're still playing this match despite the fact that India have won the series. Yeah,
does she not realize that there's, like, you know, 10,000 people are heading into the mountains to go and distribute a lot of money to the local economy? You can't just cancel the game.
Well, I did kind of explain it to her. I tried to explain it and justify it in cricket terms, and she just couldn't get her head around it. And then I said, plus, they've already sold the tickets. And she was like, oh, well, that's fair enough then.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as if Sheffield United won't have to play their last few games in the Premier League, is it?
As much as they'd love to not have to play them, they will have to play them. Exactly that. And right on cue, Gill has just slog-swept Bashir into the middle of next week for six as well. So there's nothing happening out there for England.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jurgen Klopp, the greatest manager of all time in any sport ever, he always says, a loss is only a devastating result if you learn nothing from it. So, maybe, months down the line, years down the line, maybe when this Basball side is in Australia a couple of years from now, they'll have learned something from those missed opportunities in this test match. Or maybe they won't. And maybe...
Well, yeah. I, the problem is, I think what you learn in India is applicable very, very strongly, almost only to India. You might learn certain things about yourself. You might learn certain things about your ability to be resilient and come back and problem solve. There's a truth to that. But I think what we've seen is that the Indian spinners are magnificent, and attacking those Indian spinners comes with peril, and you get away with it for a certain amount of time, and then it comes and gets you. And England won't have those problems anywhere else in the world, really. I mean, of course, you might argue in Sri Lanka, but the quality of the bowling and the opposition batting is going to be nowhere near it. And in Australia, it's going to be trial by Aussie fan, Aussie media, and great big burly fast bowlers. And that's a trial I think this England team will utterly relish. But at the moment, what you learn from India, well, they need a load of those players to go back in 4 years' time for us to find out if they've learnt. And quite a few of them won't be, I don't suppose. I doubt that Bairstow will. Not even sure that Stokes will be going in 4 years. Root might just about. It's sort of the end of the road for quite a few of those players when it comes to an Indian tour. For Ollie Pope, that's, I think, is the most concerning. 196 brilliant innings in the first test. And I'm a big fan of Pope's, as you know. But the way he got out, sort of, maybe he will learn from that. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll get himself into a simulator and put himself under the position when it's the last ball before lunch over and over again and decide not to come hurtling down the track. But yeah, I don't know. The spinners will have learned something. Bashir and Hartley. If they ever get to play another red ball game for the next 4 years.
Well, that's it. We'll never see them again. But it's nice that they've learned something that they'll never be able to apply ever again, because, you know, that's probably their England career over now. They've both done brilliantly. And that's the end of that. So they should just enjoy their decent bowling statistics, and they can look at them on Crick Info for the rest of their lives whilst they watch Nathan Lyon and other bowlers bowl in front of them occasionally in Red Bull cricket, in domestic cricket. So that's nice for them.
I think we should just briefly just think about the gift that Basball's giving to the England fans, because, as you know, I slept around India for 7 weeks during the World Cup, and I loved Dharamshala. I got to go there twice. And England's fans, the Barmy Army, look like they're going to get probably two whole days off, unless India bat all the way through to the end of the third day. But it seems a pretty good chance that the game could be wrapped up by the end of the third day, start of the fourth day. And there really is no better place in India to go and have a little schlep, go up into the mountains, commune with the monkeys, have a trek, breathe in the delicious air, look at the gorgeous blue sky. And so, you know, in many ways, I think England are thinking of the fans.
Well, also, it's worth mentioning that as they're in Dharamshala, they popped in to say hello to the Dalai Lama, but not the whole England team. And frankly, not even the superstars. I would like to know, because you know, normally when you see photos of sports people with the Dalai Lama, it's Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, you know, Messi. It's the people that have reached the top of their game. Has the Dalai Lama ever met a more random sportsman than Dan Lawrence? And also, does the Dalai Lama have any fucking clue who gets wheeled out in front of them anymore? Because I don't think the Dalai Lama watches much of domestic cricket. I don't think he's seen Dan Lawrence bat very often, but maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe he's a big fan of Dan Lawrence's funky off spin.
Well, I think more than that, I think he was instrumental in his move from Essex to Surrey. I think he played a big part in negotiating that deal. But my view, and this is possibly unfair, is that that's probably the hard core of the intelligent group of England cricketers. That they were the ones who've got curiosity and interest and want to know about what's going on in the world. And they could also have been the ones that haven't yet seen the Dalai Lama. So, you know, some of the other England players have been up in Dharamshala before and they may have done a little pop in. But I get the
Maybe
feeling
they're the
that
non-golfers as well. Maybe they're the only ones who weren't playing golf.
there could have been a bit of that. Although I think Ollie Pope does like his golf. But
Yeah,
yeah.
the ECB went, look, somebody's got to go and see the Dalai Lama. And the others went, well, we want to play golf. And Ollie Pope, being quite a considered, intelligent young man, went, fine, I can miss one round of golf to go and see the Dalai Lama. I'd imagine
I
that
think
sort of
so. I
yeah.
think, you know, Gus Atkinson's quite a clever cookie. I think Tom Hartley's, by all accounts, you got Trez there. Yes, I think it's a sort of mature, curious, interested tourist. And also, the other thing we don't know is it could be the ones who haven't got their families out there. Because don't forget, there'll be a few that have got the families, like Johnny Bairstow still have his family. So it's a little bit more tricky to expect the Dalai Lama to, and
Well,
this is my mum, and this is my sister, and this is my
well,
9-month-old child.
a penny for Tom Hartley Sports, who, you know, 6 months ago was nowhere near the England setup, and here he is with four, five England caps under his belt, a few wickets, a few very good wickets, and having met the Dalai Lama. It's been a hell of a 6 months for Tom Hartley. So yes, anyway, we'll be back tomorrow to perform another autopsy on this test match. And
Two to
Daniel,
go, do you reckon? Two to go? Feels like two to
yeah,
go.
I think two more dailies to go, I reckon. If there
Oh.
is a fourth daily, then something interesting's happened somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah, it could be a Rohit Sharma triple hundred. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Right, Daniel, I shall actually, that's a good point. When Brian Lara got that 400, that was a dead rubber final test match, wasn't it?
Yeah, I
So
think so. Yeah.
this,
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Rohit
Oh, hang
Sharma.
on. Ooh. I like that Nostra Tarrant. Put your
Yes.
house on the world record being beaten. Yeah,
Yeah,
I like where you're
we
coming
shouldn't
from.
encourage gambling, but put
No, absolutely
everything
not.
you own on Rohit Sharma scoring over 400.
Including your firstborn, if you have one.
Yeah, including your firstborn. Plus, if you do lose your firstborn, it means you won't be weighed down by family next time you're abroad and you can go and meet the Dalai Lama. I'll see you tomorrow, Daniel.
Cheers, honey. Goodbye.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.